There was once a couple who went to a national park, and they saw all the natural beauty, and some were astounded by nature's creation, until one uncle said, "So where's the golf course?" It is amazing how you can be in the presence of things, even in your own home, and never notice them. They blend into the scenery. They become part of the aesthetics of the place that you live in. And sometimes these things are people that we live with, and we don't notice them. We begin to see that the things and the people around us should be there, and they don't have to be there. I was once talking to a couple, and I said, a lot of people say marriage is a contract, but marriage is a relationship. It's a person. It's not an obligation, not something you have to do. It's a person that you are entrusted with. St. Lawrence, a deacon of Rome, was once told by the emperor under the penalty of death to bring the riches of the church. And St. Lawrence went and brought all the poor and the destitute and brought them to the emperor and said, "These are the riches of the church." Did you ever wonder why on the iconostas we paint people? Because you are the riches of the church. And the way we relate to one another is the way we attain heaven. It is the way we help one another in spite of our own personal pain, in spite of our own personal weaknesses. It is precisely because life is difficult that the gospel says, when you are in the worst situation, help somebody else. Nothing cures depression, loss, and uncertainty as turning your gaze to someone else and to see in them the door to your own salvation. How are they doing? What can I do to them? So today we get closer to Lent, and in this beautiful story of the prodigal son, which is often called the parable of the faithful father. One son leaves and takes the money and says, "Dad, I don't care if you're dead. And I don't care about my brother. I don't care about our family, about our home." Then when he comes back, it's the father who doesn't even want to hear an excuse. "I'm just so happy to have you back." And the other son at home says, "Geez, why don't I get a party?" Could care less about his brother. There's an old Beatles song about a young girl, and the line goes, she's leaving home after living alone for so many years. Look out for your family and for each other. It would be a shame to be alone in the house full of people because everybody's just thinking about themselves. The next time you're in pain and you're crying, think about your family and think about someone else. It will be the door to your salvation. Slava Iisusu Hristu!